Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 9th, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky all about the trees is becoming bright with a great brilliance that seems to come from within even the trees. It is so beautiful. Heading upward through the sky, there are beams of light that form almost a glass translucent pattern of light, crystal clear, directly pinpointing the center of the sky. Coming through the center, I can see Our Lady advancing forward. Oh, she is dressed so beautifully. It must be windy because Our Lady's skirts now seem to be ruffling about her feet. Our Lady is dressed in the most beautiful white gown. It is so clear of white that it's brilliant and difficult to look onto because of the glare. It's beautiful. Our Lady now has come close enough. She's looking about her. She has her hands in prayer like this together. About her waist, I can see her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father beads and the beautiful translucent multicolored Hail Mary beads about Our Lady's waist. She also has a blue sash, a deep blue sash this evening. It's quite full, and as it's belted, the seaming seems to go right down to the edge of the dress in front of her. Our Lady has on very delicate sandals. They appear to be made of a gold-like material or thread. They have one band across her ankle. I can see Our Lady is turning now with her hands raised in prayer with the fingers upward. Her rosary now is dangling and catching the gleam of the lights all about Our Lady. There is no way to explain how beautiful Our Lady is. The light itself now seems to be coming from within her as it's coming outward from, I can't explain it. There are no human words to explain that Our Lady seems to be all aglow this evening. She has about her head a beautiful dark blue cape. Her mantle is dark blue, and sitting on top of her head is the most delicately like sculptured crown, a beautiful golden crown with points curving upward from the gold. It's a pure spun gold, very, very delicately set on Our Lady's head. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist, the rosary with the beautiful golden Our Father, and also the crucifix of pure spun gold. Our Lady is smiling with a sad smile upon her face, and she's kissing the crucifix like this. Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix from her beautiful rosary, extending it out like this forward, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the rosary back about her waist. She has tied it into the belting on her dress. And now Our Lady is touching her lips with the first finger of her hand. My child and my children, listen well. My child Veronica, I have cautioned you in the past not to be concerned of other reported apparition sights. I understand your human nature, my child, and then that you subject yourself to needless suffering in your emotions. Be not concerned about these apparition sights throughout the world, for I assure you, my child, it will take all of your continued energies to continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world. I know of the great distress among nations today. As your time on earth, my children, becomes shorter, you will find that there will be many tragedies set among you. These tragedies will come through sickness of the body and sickness of the soul. We can say that there are many bodies now walking throughout your earth with dead souls, for the spirit, the light, has left them, and their bodies now are shrouded in darkness. Oh, my children, as I repeat myself to you over and over again, I have gone constantly as your mother, walking upon your earth, guiding you out of the darkness. How often have I cried out to you to prepare your household, to safeguard your children, and to maintain the true knowledge of your faith and my son's church in your homes and in the hearts of the young. My children, I beg of you as your mother, as a mother of love and understanding, that you in charity of heart pray for your bishops, pray for your cardinals and all clergy who are under now attack by 666, Satan and the forces of hell. Wherever there is darkness, so will the agents of hell gather. Know by this that, my children, the predominance of sin will give you a signal that unto this position and location have gathered the agents of hell. My children, if you would only try and pray, and I say search for knowledge of the truth, of the existence of the supernatural, you will avoid many pitfalls and save many souls. Because man now has rejected the truth and has turned away from the teachings of his God, he is left now to his own diversions, and he has found Satan. My children, I have counseled you in the past that you are now passing through a period of trial and test. It is in this manner that the Eternal Father has planned to separate the sheep from the goats. Will you be lost to heaven, or will you stay with perseverance on the narrow road that leads to the kingdom of heaven, eternal joy, peace, and happiness? Oh, my children, the nations, leaders upon earth, are becoming confused and confounded. The cries of peace and brotherhood go throughout the world, and yet the world's leaders in secret plan destruction of their brothers. I say unto you that there will be many false prophets going throughout the world. They have also come upon religion as a means for self-gratification and gain. As angels of light, they approach many who are weak of faith, and as false witness, they bring an untrue and diabolical witness to the teachings of the book of life and love, the Bible. Protect your homes as they come knocking upon your doors. I do not ask you to be abrupt and uncharitable, but do not allow these false witnesses into your household to destroy the souls of your children. My children, I repeat again, there are many who will come to you as angels of light, but they are agents of hell. Many have become entrapped in this web of Lucifer because too few pray for them, and they themselves have given themselves over to worldly pursuits and no longer pray or do penance for themselves or others. In this manner, then, they are lacking in grace and will not recognize the deceiver among them. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer for your children and all the children of the nations of earth. The great chastisement shall take the greatest part of mankind from the earth. Do not be affrighted, my child, at the knowledge that has been given to you in secret. You must have confidence in the salvation of souls through your brothers and sisters. There are many who are now willing to accept a heavy cross as victims to the Eternal Father for the salvation of souls. Many upon earth, my children, have given themselves over to lives of luxury and sinful pursuits. Unless they turn back while there is time, they will lose all of the opportunity to recover the graces needed for their redemption. Redemption, grace, and peace. A cleansing, a gradual cleansing of the earth shall soon start. My children, are you ready now? Have you prepared your household? Do you safeguard your children with the sacramentals given to you? Or has the enemy come to you with derision and calling you a fanatic? Have you taken them from about you? Your protection then is gone and you can be lost. Do not be deluded by those agents of hell, or those who have been unwittingly and unsuspectingly become enmeshed with the agents of hell, who they will come to you with all seeming good intentions. But remember, my children, that the road to hell is often paved with good intentions. I say unto you now, as your mother, as a mediatrix between God and man, the commandments of the Eternal Father must be followed. If you break one, you break them all. My children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. You will seek all kinds of opportunity to do sacrifice and penance for the salvation of souls. For those who have been given in abundance, much is expected of them. You must used over and over, a sacramental of great importance in these days, known to you as the Medal of Saint Benedict. You are now in a war of the spirits. It is good against evil. It is the eternal Father against Satan. Which side have you chosen, my child and my children? I know, Veronica, I know that you are in deep distress over the events of the past week in your country. However, I say to you all, you must all constantly pray, for the battle is coming slowly to a close, and Lucifer has now concocted devious ways to try to destroy all that remains upon the earth for the salvation of souls. And that, my child and my children, includes all manner of books and knowledge given throughout the ages of man. I do not have to engage you all, my children, in a long discourse on the present state of man in the world. I can say unto you all, look about you, and you will recognize the signs of the times. Act upon them, and you will be saved. Believe, and you will be given the way. This, my child, I spoke of you often, to the Eternal Father, asking that he strengthen you in the days ahead. Your human body is greatly taxed, but I assure you, my child, you will be given no greater a burden to carry than you are able. Yes, my child, all that was given to you in secret must come to pass. When it is time, I shall permit you to make it known publicly. You will keep in the hearts of all true believers the knowledge of the existence of the saints, my children and my child. For they too passed through many crucibles of suffering upon earth. It was in this manner that they received their crowns. A lady is now taking her crucifix from a beautiful rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is turning over to the right, her right side, and she's slowly going across the sky. Oh, and I can see behind her now, Michael has appeared from beyond the trees. He's a tremendous figure of strength. Oh, he is tremendous. And over behind Michael, I can see, coming forward also are many angels. They're all dressed in multicolored gowns that are very free and flowing. They're so beautiful. The light is so brilliant, it's very difficult to try to perceive their faces or the expressions. They're just covered with light. Now they're following Our Lady across the sky, and she's heading over now across the right side, her right side of the sky, our left, and she's extending now her crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking all about her. Now she's placed her hands together like this in prayer. Her rosary is dangling from her fingers. And now she's moving across the sky again to her left, to our right. And she's coming forward across the sky. She's standing now directly over her statue. Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful. She seems to be weightless, and yet looking at her, she seemed to be a full composition, but yet she moves across the sky as though she's carried on the air. Now Our Lady is nodding And the angels now have formed a circular pattern about Our Lady, just in the rear of her. And now Our Lady is touching her lips with the first finger of her right hand. Now, my child, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
The sky all about the trees is becoming a deep pink, a beautiful warm color of pink that gives you quite a comforting emotional feeling I cannot describe in human words. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the coloring of pink seems to be forming like rays now, going from the trees clear up to the center of the sky. Now, high in the sky, I can see Jesus coming forward. I could always recognize him because even from a distance, his cape, his burgundy cape, is very predominant in the sky. He's coming closer now. Jesus has on an ecru-colored beige, a dark beige colored gown. It's very loose about his feet, very long. Jesus has on sandals. They're a brown leather-like looking, skin-like type of sandal with one strap across his toes and also a band about his ankle. Jesus is now, as he's coming forward, he's beginning to gather the cape about his left arm. And he's extending his hand forward like this with a blessing. He has the two fingers, the three fingers extended, the two fingers and the thumb like this. And he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand across his heart like this, and he's looking about him. Now he's turning to his left, and Our Lady is coming over. She was standing beyond the trees. I couldn't see over to the right side because of the brilliant light. But Our Lady now is coming across the sky, and she's going now around Jesus and standing at his right side. She's smiling, a sad smile. But now she's looking up at Jesus. She's a little bit shorter, below his shoulder to Jesus. Now Jesus is looking about him, and he's placing his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, needless to say, I shall not engage in a long discourse on the present state of your world and mankind. My mother has made it full known the course that man has taken will lead him onto a road to his own destruction. When the Eternal Father placed mankind upon earth, he expected a great world of joy to him, but instead man that he has created has brought great sorrow time and again to his merciful heart. In his divinity, no human could understand the ways of his accepting with a compassionate heart these stabs that are given to his heart by an ungrateful generation. As it was in the past, so it is this day upon earth, that man has now regressed back to an age of paganism, idolatry, and insanity from sin. Man has given himself over to all manner of abominations. And sad to say, this way of life that man proceeds on is not the way given from heaven for the salvation of mankind, but a darkness along the way that enshrouds the whole world now. Many souls are fast heading into the abyss, lost forever in eternity of damnation. Remember, my children, that no man, woman, or child of conscionable age shall fall into hell unless he goes there of his own free God-given will. As in every walk of life, there is the way, and the way for mankind was given through the book of life and love, the Bible. And this way must be followed with discipline, tempered by love and understanding. But most of all, built with tradition and faith. Many of my pastors now have fallen into the modes, the present modes of modernism and humanism, and are misleading our sheep. Therefore, it will be necessary for the Eternal Father to set in motion the cleansing, the tribulation upon mankind. In this manner shall there fast come about the separation of the sheep from the goats. My child and my children, comfort yourself in the knowledge that all suffering shall be given over now for the salvation of souls. Learn the value of suffering. Do not waste a martyrdom that can be given over for the salvation of a soul. Accept the will of the Eternal Father, but always pray and test the spirits that come to you. My child and my children, a great mission has been given to you with my mother as your guide. It is the will of all heaven that this mission continue and the message from heaven reach all of mankind. You will persevere in the days ahead. Do not judge on the counsel of men, but accept only what has been written in the true book of life and love, the Bible. Do not discourse with demons or those who come to you as angels of light. You must still, in your human nature, not become prideful or arrogant. You must accept the counsel of the true priests who are in my church. You cannot and must not break away and form your own groups. I have given a procedure from the beginning of the Book of Life and through to the end. You must follow fully the procedure. My church will not be subdued, though it goes through great trial now. I do not want you to leave your parish churches. I want you and counsel you as your God to remain If you have any dispute, I ask you for the preservation of your salvation upon earth to not cast aside the role of the priesthood as given through the apostles, my followers. Peter was my first pope and your first pope, and as all others who followed him, they must be accepted, be they weak or noble, be they with sanctity or unholiness. They must be accepted and followed. My children, you must always remember, you may despise the sin, but you must love the sinner. For grace is a special gift from your God. And without it, each and every one of you are capable to fall. I ask you not to judge another. You may counsel, you may give your viewpoints, but no violence must be used, and I do not want schism. I do not want any interference from separated brethren in my church. They must be brought back. Convert the unbeliever. You must remain united with Rome. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church, for a cleansing will come about, and all that is rotten will fall, and my church shall be restored to its former glory. Retain the monuments, statues in your homes. Keep your sacramentals, your armor about you, and do not open your ears and have them become itching for false doctrines. All baptized Roman Catholics must die as baptized Roman Catholics, or they shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now Jesus is extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking about him, and Our Lady is too. Our Lady is smiling, but it's a very, very sad smile. Jesus is, can never explain to you the expression upon Jesus' face. I've never seen him so pained, so suffering, so disappointed or shocked. I have no words to explain the sorrow in his eyes. Now he's turning to his left side, our right side of the sky there, and he's moving over just beyond the first tree. Now he's extending his hand out like this with his three fingers, the thumb and the two fingers, and making the sign of a cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's turning to his right. Our Lady remained in the center of the sky. Now he's moving back across the sky, his right side, our left. Now Lady is moving over a bit. Now he's standing right next to her. Our Lady has her hands up now in prayer like this. The rosaries are still dangling from her fingers. And Jesus is nodding his head. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are most sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Jesus said, all my prayers must be retained. There will be accidents that are not accidents. And there will be a plague. A plague that shall take many. Feed my child if you wish. Remember your guardians, the angels. Call upon them often. Michael is the greatest warrior of heaven. Call upon him often, my children. My child, in counseling others, you must stress the immortality of the soul. There are many false witnesses who do not believe any longer in hell and purgatory. There is no death of the soul. There is life immediately after physical death, life beyond the veil, be it heaven, the kingdom of your God, purgatory, or banishment forever in hell, the abode of the damned. The false theory of the non-existence of life after death is only proposed to bring about the fall of man. For if man believes there is no life, he will disport himself in all manner of sin and abominations. There is discipline from the beginning of time asked, and there are rules to be followed, my children. It is the way of heaven, but it is a simple way. Do not try to enlarge upon the counsel from heaven, my children. You will understand also that changes must not be made in your Bible. They will distort, confuse, confound, and destroy. There must be no changes made now in the Book of Life and Love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. unless you all return to your faith with the hearts of children, you will be destroyed. This destruction, you will only answer to yourself for, my children. Remember, as you sow, so shall you reap. And a church in darkness wears a band of death about it. You will continue now, my child, with your prayers. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O King of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Satan, my child, you will repeat, Satan is alive and walking upon your earth.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 9th, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.